Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast 40 for 40. We are moving right along through every single bowl game, a podcast devoted to each. Mind you, that podcast will be about as long as it has to be. This one shouldn't be too long because it's in the town that's in a hurry. Jason Kirk, what town is that?
That's the greatest city in the world. It's New York City.
New York City?
New York City. They invented everything that we love and hold dear, such as bowl games, such as all the foods and music that we enjoy.
Brisket, fried chicken.
Brisket, fried chicken. Except those are the only foods I enjoy. I don't know about any others, but
Scientific accomplishments like the cronut and mortgage fraud. New York's amazing.
Also, they invented football and institutionalized homophobia and the chicken biscuit.
Yeah, and the race riot. Way to go, New York.
Yep.
And Ryan Nanny's not here to defend it, kind of.
Ryan doesn't defend New York when I try to call it the Windy City.
Well, I think he silently defends it. Like, he doesn't really bash it as hard as we do. So, like, I feel like he's complicit in its evils.
Well, he only defends it insofar as our jabs take the form of, you live there on purpose.
I guess he participates in it that way as sort of standing in as kind of a tackling dummy for all this.
Hey, Ryan.
We love you, buddy.
He's got the build for a tackling dummy.
I didn't say that. Holly said that.
Totally said that.
Hey, Ryan.
Two teams in this game, by the way. There's some hotness. I think they both belong in New York for different reasons. One because of basketball, and another because of basketball, actually. This would have been like a really good basketball game in like 1988, maybe 87.
Probably still.
Too young, can't guess.
Probably still, right?
As it stands, it's actually, I think, going to be some hotness. I think this is actually kind of a low-key, under-the-radar, probably actually want to kind of watch this, especially because it's not at 11 a.m. like the St. Pete Bowl.
Can we do an entire other podcast?
You've been fooled. This is actually another podcast about the St. Pete Bowl. How it's on at 11 a.m.
It's all turtles all the way down. It's all just the weird overturned Tupperware bowls of Tropicana Field all the way down, infinitely smaller.
With the toxic waste dump right next door that they built the thing next to. Yeah.
I just invented a megachurch, which New York also invented.
It's true. New York invented the megachurch, and they also invented this team, Holly. I'm going to go. This is first alphabetical, Jason.
Was that a rough segue, or is this an actual New York team?
Segue. This is. Okay. Well, I mean,
gotcha. It is a New York team.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Richard Nixon's team. By his law
Florida
school team.
Florida State.
No, his law school team. Yeah, that's accurate too. Because the evidence was destroyed.
They're not crooks.
Not crooks, and the evidence was destroyed.
Don't email me. I said you're not crooks.
Gaps in the tape.
Don't at me. I said you're not crooks.
Another thing, this was, let's see, a school that's actually, by extension, near and dear to your heart.
Basketball. Is this my Duke Blue Devils?
It is.
Is this my hell yes Duke football Blue Devils?
That's right. Coach.
God bless them. That's sweet that they get to go to New York and see where all of them are going to work in a couple years.
It's Coach K for Cutcliffe. Yeah.
Rude. Rude. He heard that. He is disappointed in you.
Dude.
He is shaking his head and looking over his glasses
like
in
David,
your general goddamn direction.
Like David Cutcliffe isn't already disappointed in me just as, like, existing. Please.
He heard that.
A very entertaining Duke squad who, by the way, as entertaining as Duke can be, they are not the team that Jason is going to tell you because this team is insane.
Facing off against the Blue Devils will be the Big Ten's only actually entertaining team.
God damn, I want to watch this game. It's Duke in Indiana.
Yep.
I could cut a promo for ESPN that says that exact thing.
Team Chaos themselves.
Oh, this is going to get messy.
Indiana.
This is like players leaving Roger Rabbit-shaped holes in the walls of Yankee Stadium. Messy. Oh, man.
Kevin Wilson's going to summon, like, Moonlight Graham. He's going to walk in from a field of corn that mysteriously appears out of left field.
Kevin Wilson's going to transmogrify into a toadstool on the sideline in red and silver candy stripes, and no one's going to think a thing about it.
Burt Lancaster.
Oh, this is great. I've never wanted to watch a Pinstripe Bowl even a tiny little bit.
No, this is a really great game. And by the way, Indiana has maybe my favorite split of any team. If you look at their schedule, they win their first four. Okay, they finished 6-6, but it's how they did it that's absolutely amazing. They
win every fucking game.
They win their first four. Okay. Bloop. And they win them in kind of sketchy fashion, like they beat Southern Illinois by 1 point, 48-47.
And then they hit the real part of their schedule, and that's when the trouble starts.
They lose six in a row.
Not much trouble.
But no,
that's the
but
thing.
In weird ways.
Only just enough trouble to get them to the Pinstripe Bowl.
Well, but they lost all these games by, like, all I think all these games except for Michigan State and some ridiculous, like, the Penn State game
Penn
for
State.
Some reason. All these were, like, one score or less,
they lose,
right?
They lose to Ohio State by a touchdown. They lose to Rutgers by three.
The Michigan State game was very, very close. Closer
the Michigan
than the score
State
suggests.
Game was, the Michigan State game was, like, 26-24 coming out of the third.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God, that game was a classic.
And then they give up 28 points or something in the fourth
quarter. I didn't say
what
kind of classic it was. There are lots of kinds of classics.
They lose to Iowa by 8 points. Not seven. They lose by eight.
Of course.
And they lose to Michigan by a single touchdown. Like, Kevin Wilson has to be frothing clinical insanity at this point.
I also thought Kevin Wilson was like 39 years old until this year.
No, this job's aged him. I don't care what his birth certificate says.
I just never think of it being possible to have a dude named Kevin look that old.
I think he was 38, and then his, like, this season backdated him. His birth certificate says 1928 now.
Yeah.
Like, Bill Snyder's like, friend, I remember you.
I don't know. He's got kind of the Bob Stoops around his face. I feel like he picked up that influence where he kind of looks like an old baby.
Old baby.
Bob Stoops looks like an old baby, right?
like the heartbreak.
Or like little Gideon on Gravity Falls.
except really hyper aggro. Really hyper aggro and maddened by losing all of... I love that, though, that Indiana decided to get all of their losses out of the way in one block. Like, before the season, they go, well...
Midwestern efficiency is what you want to call that.
You get six wins and you get six losses. How you want to break that up? And Kevin Wilson's like, all at once!
Make them as agonizing as possible, please.
Yeah. I want this team to learn the meaning of suffering and character. We'll lose to Penn State. That'll be our worst loss of the year. We'll do better against Ohio State than we do against Penn State. God, this is an awesome game. I can't wait to watch this.
And the funny thing about this one is you think Duke, and if you think if they're falling to the Pinstripe Bowl that they probably had the same sort of season, nah.
No.
Their season was extremely boring by the book. They're just a pretty good, bland football team. Like this,
and
one,
they had a defense for a minute there, which was odd and upsetting.
Yeah, and this isn't, you know, the Duke of the last couple years that's surprising people by upsetting teams and all that. Nope, they beat bad teams and they lost to good teams.
It's fine.
They also lost to Miami.
Which I think, well, that there's no excuse for that, but I mean, I think in the Pinstripe Bowl,
Northwestern a good team?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. That hasn't been mentioned over and over.
Can we put a pin in here to have one of the interns find out if Northwestern is a good football team?
Only if they went to Northwestern.
All right, cool.